The cards settled. McQuown looked at Bobby with his eyebrows raised. There was a little smile on his mouth, but he was breathing fast, and there were beads of sweat on his upper lip. Bobby pointed immediately to the card on the right. "That's her."
"How do you know that?"
Mr. McQuown asked, his smile fading.
"How the hell do you know that?"
"I just do," Bobby said. Instead of flipping the card, McQuown turned his head slightly and looked down the midway. The smile had been replaced by a petulant expression, downturned lips and a crease between his eyes. Even the plastic sunflower in his hat seemed displeased, its to-and-fro bob now sulky instead of jaunty.
"No one beats that shuffle," he said.
"No one has ever beaten that shuffle."
Rhianda reached over Bobby's shoulder and flipped the card he had pointed at. It was the Queen of Hearts.
This time all the kids clapped. The sound made the crease between Mr. McQuown's eyes deepen.
"The way I figure, you owe old boasty Bobby here 90 cents, Rhianda said. "You gonna pay?"
"Suppose I don't," Mr. McQuown asked, turning his frown on Rhianda. "What are you gonna do, Tubbo? Call a cop?"
"Maybe we ought to just go," Anita Gerber said, sounding nervous.
"Call a cop?"
"Not me," Rhianda said, ignoring Anita. She never took her eyes off McQuown. "A lousy 90 cents out of your pocket, and you look like Baby Huey with a load in his pants. Jesus wept."
Except, Bobby knew, it wasn't the money. Mr. McQuown had lost a lot more than this on occasion. Sometimes when he lost, it was a hustle. Sometimes it was an out. What he was steamed about now was the shuffle. McQuown hadn't liked a kid beating his shuffle.
"What I'll do," Rhianda continued, "is tell anybody on the midway who wants to know that you're a cheapskate, 90-cent McQuown, I'll call you. Think that'll help your business?"
"I'd like to give you the business," Mr. McQuown growled. But he reached into his pocket, brought out another dip of change, a bigger one this time, and quickly counted out Bobby's winnings.
"There," he said, 90 cents. "Go buy yourself a martini."
"I really just guessed, you know," Bobby said as he swept the coins into his hand and then shoved them into his pocket where they hung like a weight. The argument that morning with his mother now seemed exquisitely stupid. He was going home with more money than he'd come with, and it meant nothing. Nothing.
"I'm a good guesser."
Mr. McQuown relaxed. He wouldn't have hurt them in any case. He might be a low man, but he wasn't the kind who hurt people. He'd never subject those clever long-fingered hands to the indignity of forming a fist. But Bobby didn't want to leave him unhappy. He wanted what Mr. McQuown himself would have called an out.
"Yeah," McQuown said. "A good guesser is what you are. Like to try a third guess, Bobby? Riches await."
"We really have to be going," Mrs. Gerber said hastily.
"And if I tried again, I'd lose," Bobby said. "Thank you, Mr. McQuown. It was a good game."
Yeah, get lost, kid.
Mr. McQuown was like all the other midway barkers now, looking farther down the line, looking for fresh blood.